Beseches Nida Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Tinokes Shelo Higia Zman Aliros, a young girl whose time of physical maturity has not yet come. Vinises, and she gets married. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai holds Nostin La Arba Alelos, that we assume that the first four nights that she sees blood, the first four nights that she's married, in which she sees blood, that blood is the blood of her hymen breaking, that wound is what caused the blood, and that's not blood of Nida. Beis Hillel Omrim Ad Shetichya Maka. Beis Hillel says, until the wound is healed. We assume that the blood is from the wound and not the blood of Nida. Higiyaz Man Aliros, if she, her time of physical maturity has arrived, and Vinises, and then she gets married, even if she hasn't started menstruating yet, but she has the other signs of physical maturity. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Nosnin La Laila Rishon, we give her the entire first night and assume that any blood that she sees in the first night is assumed to be virginal blood and not assumed to be blood of Nida. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel disagrees and says, An Motzei Shabbos, that we give her until Motzei Shabbos, until Saturday night, Arba Lelos, which is four nights, assuming that she got married on a Wednesday, which is when the Mishnah in Ksuvos says that Bisulos get married, virgins get married, then we assume that there's four nights in which any blood that she sees is virginal blood and not the blood of Nida. Ra'asa ve'oda bevesavia, if she began to see blood while she was still unmarried and living in her father's house, Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, Nosnin la be'ilas mitzvah. We assume that the very first intercourse that she and her husband have is virginal blood, will lead to virginal blood coming out of the hymenal wound. Beis Hillel Omrim kol halayla shalah. Beis Hillel says, no, it's not only one intercourse, but rather the entire night, any blood that she sees from that entire night, we assume to be virginal blood rather than blood of Nida. Mishnah Beis, Nida, shebadka atzma yom shvi'i shacharis, umitzasa tahora, a Nida who examined herself following in the morning of the seventh day, and found that she was tahora, found that she was pure. Uvein hashmashos lo hifrisha, but yet at the end of the day she did not examine herself again, in order to separate between the period of nida and the period of post nida. Ula achar yamim badko mitzasa tmeya, and then after several days she checks herself again and finds herself impure. Harehi becheskas tahora. She is assumed to have been pure at the time that she went to the mikvah, and that and that blood that she just saw several days later is blood that just came now and was not there previously. Bad ka'atzma biyom ashvi b'shachris. If she checks herself on the seventh day in the morning, umitzasa tmeya, and found herself to be bleeding, uvein hashmashos lo hifrisha, and then she didn't make another exam at the end of that seventh day, ula achar zman badka umitzasa tahora, but then several days later, some time period later, she checks herself and she finds that internal exam is clean and is pure, then nonetheless, harezo becheskas tmeya, her chazaka, her pattern that she has established is that she is tmeya up until the time of the clean bedika. And therefore, any taharos that she handled in the interim period would be retroactively considered to be tmeos. Umetama me'es la'es, umipikida lepikida, and she has the ability to transfer tuma me'es la'es, umipikida lepikida, retroactively for up to 24 hours. And from the time of the previous examination, previous internal exam. V'im yesh la veses, however, if she has a regular cycle, then daya shaita, then her time, her hour suffices, her time is sufficient, the time that she saw is sufficient, and she does not render anything tame retroactively. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol shelo hifrisha betahara mina mincha ulemala. Anybody, any woman who does not make a separation with a clean, a pure internal exam from the time of mincha, meaning the time of midday and onwards on the seventh day, harei zo becheskas tuma. Then they maintain their cheskas tuma from that point onward. And not like the Tanakhama who said that a clean bedika in the morning would establish a new chazaka of being tahora. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, afilu bashnia l'nidasa. They go so far as to say, even if she examined herself on the second day of being a nida, umitzasa tahora, and found that exam was pure, it was clean, bein ashmashos lo ifrisha, and then on the seventh day she didn't make a hefsek tahara, did not separate herself with purity, ula acharzman bodko matza tmeya, and then some period of time later after her 7 days of nida, she checks herself and finds that she is Tamea. Harei zo becheskas tahara. She has already established a chazaka, a pattern of tahara, on the basis of her clean internal exam at any point during her 7 nida days, including even on the second day. So much so do the chachamim differ with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the hefsek tahara has to happen from midday and on the seventh day, and the Chachamim say any time during the days of Nida would be sufficient to establish a chazaka, a pattern of purity.